Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Jacksonville, Florida. And today
is the day of thanksgiving. Today is the day of praises. For the word of God tells us, he said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And today we thank God that once again that we can lift up his name. What is his name? His name is Jesus. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. And we want you to know today that you have that authority. If you know him, if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you can walk in the power of his anointing. We want you to call your neighbor, call a friend, call somebody that you haven't even talked to in a year. Tell them who you are. Remind them who you are. And let them know, hey, we haven't talked in a year. We may have not talked in a few months, but I want you to tune in to the Hour of Power broadcast where you can receive more of the Lord, that you can walk in his anointing and his power and of his spirit. So today, we're getting ready to go before the Most High God. And I want you just to reverence this time. I want you to just to come and go with me before the Most High God. Come on, let's go together. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the great and the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word, how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, as we pray, God, that you will look upon every individual that are listening to this broadcast. And God, those that will be listening to this broadcast, Lord, those that are not saved, save them. Those that need to be delivered, God, deliver them. God, those that have a need in their life, God, we know that you're able to meet that need. Father, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, we want you to get ready for the Word of God. Get ready for the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God, a Word of God that will make you happy, a Word of God that will save your soul. And today, we're going to be coming from Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning at that first verse. No, it's not your favorite book that you read on yesterday. No, it's not that favorite magazine that you so often enjoy reading. But it's the Word of God that will bring transformation. It will give you understanding according to God's Word. Beginning at that first verse, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there were a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Let's put a marker right there just for a little bit. When we begin to look at the word of God, we see the Lord is speaking to his people on this morning as he is speaking to us each and every day, even if we are taking heed to his word. He's speaking to us so that we can receive revelation, knowledge, and understanding of his word. He is telling us today that get ready, for he is soon to come. The word of God let us know, he said he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. We're talking this morning about the 10 virgins. And we will take for a topic, we will say and use the bridegroom coming. The bridegroom is coming soon. Get ready. Who is that bridegroom? Jesus is that bridegroom. The word of God says that the kingdom of heaven was telling us and giving us the example and showing us about the kingdom of heaven, telling us about the kingdom of heaven, telling us about the 10 virgins. They said that it was 10 of them which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. They were all virgins. They were all had not been touched. They were ready. They were preparing themselves for the bridegroom. See, God don't want us to not be ready. God don't want us to not prepare this body, this soul, and not to prepare our spirit for him. He's telling us that and giving us an example that there were people that are preparing themselves for the bridegroom. And this particular scripture, it tells us and it gives us an example of the 10 virgins which had took their lamp. They had the lamp. They had some of the things that was very much needed for them to be able to meet and be there when the bridegroom came. So that they could be able to meet the bridegroom. The word of God tells us that five of the virgins, five of them were wise, but among them, you know, all of them, they were virgins, but five five of them was wise. And the word of God tells us that five of them were foolish. What makes them wise and what makes them foolish? The wise had prepared so that no matter how they were on the journey and how long that they had to wait, they had the awe. They had the word of God. They were the virgin. They were the ones that was getting ready to meet the bridegroom. Can you imagine a bride that is getting ready to get married, have not prepared herself for the bridegroom? Can you imagine that bride, that she may be beautiful and she may look good on the outside, but yet she haven't prepared herself to meet the bridegroom? And this is for the men and the women of God today, and those that are not saved, that we have to prepare ourselves to meet the bridegroom. Well, some of them were prepared. But the word of God tells us five of them that were foolish. How many people, can say that they know people that are preparing, but they don't have it all together? It's okay to prepare. It's all right to get that dress. It's okay to get those beautiful shoes. It's okay to get that necklace. It's okay to get the ring for the bridegroom. It's okay. That is great. But how you prepare your heart? You know, are you that person that are waiting for the bridegroom, but you are really, really not ready to meet the bridegroom because you got things in your heart and you got things in your spirit that is not of God. You can look good on the outside, but what is it that you don't have? What about you that you don't have on the inside? Oh, today we want only to prepare you to meet the bridegroom. Remember, five were wise, five of those were foolish. They were waiting for the bridegroom. Can you wait for the bridegroom and not be prepared for the bridegroom when the bridegroom have already, you know what the expectation that he may have and that he will have? I mean, can you wait for him and not be totally ready when he comes? Well, today I want to tell you that the bridegroom is waiting for you to get ready, and it's not time to get ready when he comes. The word of God tells us that he's coming back for a church without spot or blemishes. Oh, I'm not talking about that beautiful church and that beautiful synagogue and that beautiful edifice that you have and that beautiful church that's around the corner from you, or that church that may be a mile or two from you. I'm not talking about that church. Oh, yes, I see. I can imagine that beautiful steeple that's on that church, and I can imagine those churches maybe even have elevators inside of them. I can imagine the carpet, and I can imagine the seats in the church. Oh, my God. But the thing it is, after you have gone to the church, after you have sat in the church days at times, if you've gone from maybe two or three times a week, how many times you may go, are you preparing to meet the bridegroom? Are you preparing your heart to meet Christ? Because this is what it's about. It's not about the boards and the bricks. It's not about who you're sitting next to. It's not the car that you're driving, but it's the heart that God is coming back, that soul and that spirit. Well, we see that there were 10 virgins. You would think about the virgin as one that's not been touched, a virgin that is something special about them. And yes, it was something special about each and every one of them. But they had the time. Each one of them had time to prepare themselves for the bridegroom. I mean, they had equal time to get themselves for the return of the bride. I mean, I think of the bridegroom in the natural, how he is waiting for the bride. Come on. How Jesus is waiting for the church. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for me. But we have to ask ourselves, are we ready? Are we ready? Have we prepared to go back with him? Are we ready? Have we caused the word of God to make a difference in our lives? Have we not been conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Spirit? Well, they all were virgins. But the word of God tells us that the foolish took their lamps. They had their lamp, because that lamp is important. The lamp is vital. And they took no oil with them. You can have a lamp, but if you don't have any oil in it, what are you going to do with the lamp? You need some oil in the lamp in order for it to burn. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamp. Could you not imagine that you're driving down the street and you are going to go to Villarrica, Florida, and you had your tank a quarter full, I'll even say a half full, and you know that you were coming from Jacksonville, Florida, and you knew before you left that you did not have enough of gas in your vehicle to get to your destination. A wise person would have stopped and filled up their tank so that they didn't have to worry about whether they were going to make it to Tampa, Villarrica, Florida. Why? Because they had the gas in their tank. The word of God tells us that in the word of God that the bridegroom tarried. The bridegroom didn't come when they thought that he may come. He delayed his visit. He delayed. He didn't come. He didn't come when they probably thought that he was going to come. But the wise, they weren't worried about that. Because why? Because they had oil in their lamp. They didn't worry about it. Why? Because they knew that they were living according to the word of God. Why? Because they knew that their lamp shouldn't go out and would not go out because they had the oil. They had that necessary ingredient that was going to cause that lamp to continually to be able to have light in it. Oh, my God. When we don't have what we need on the inside, there are things that happen on the way that will cause us not to be able to be totally prepared. Well, they had some, like the wise virgins did, but they did not have enough. Things happen happened when they thought that the bridegroom was going to come. There are people today, they had some oil, but they didn't have enough, and they don't have enough. Come on. They know, and then they realize that Jesus is soon to come, but they don't have enough of oil in their vessel. They don't have enough of the word inside of the vessel. They haven't utilized, they haven't did what was necessary to increase what God have already given them. So they are just lying around, and they are just settling, and they're making excuses why they not ready. And even in their heart and their spirit, that they're thinking that Jesus is going to let me in, that I'm going to make it, I got enough. They know that they do not have enough, but they're saying that it's going to be all right when it's not all right. I'm a good person. You know, I give money to the Salvation Army. I give money to the Goodwill industry. I give money to those that are in Africa. You know, I do all of these things. I go to church every Sunday. Matter of fact, I sit on the front row. But is your heart right? Have you prepared yourself for the coming of the Lord? Jesus delayed his coming. In the Word of God, the Word of God says that the bridegroom delayed his coming. It didn't come when they thought that he was going to come, so therefore they didn't have enough of oil. I ask you this morning, do you have enough oil? Do you have enough to sustain you? Do you have enough to take you in? Do you have enough when Jesus comes that you'll be prepared and you'll be happy to see the bridegroom? When we look at this illustration, when we look at the Word of God, we see that they all had oil, but some of them, five of them, did not have enough. And when the bridegroom came, it says in that sixth verse, it says that at midnight there was a cry made. Oh, my God, I don't know the day or the hour that Jesus Christ is coming. I don't know whether it's going to be midnight, early in the morning. But I do know that Jesus Christ, he is soon to come. And the Word of God says that there was a cry made, and it was made at midnight. It was a cry made. The Word of God, let us behold the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet them. And then the Word says, and all those virgins arose and trimmed their lives. Only they turned it up. They turned it up so they'll be able to see. They turned it up and turned it on so they'll be able to go to the bridegroom. Come on, come on. They trim their lamps because they want to be able to see where they were going. They had the five wives had enough in their lamp in order to see where they were going, to be able to go to the bride that was waiting for the bridegroom that was waiting for them. Word of God says, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? They rested, sleeping. They thought that they had enough to meet Jesus. But when the bridegroom came, they did not have enough. And they wanted to ask the ones that was wise, those that had the oil in their vessel, they wanted to ask them to give us of your oil. They said, why? Because our lamps have gone out. We don't have enough to go and meet the bridegroom. We don't have enough to be able to go to see the bride. our bride, the bridegroom. So give us of your oil. But you know, the wise said, and they were wise. They were very wise because they knew that the foolish ones that wasn't wise, they had time. They had time enough to get prepared, to get ready. But here they are, want the wise to give them of their oil. They're trying to get to see Jesus. Oh, I done told you about the love of Jesus Christ. I done told you that the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I done already told you to get ready. I already told you that you don't have enough of oil in your lamp. I already told you that you need to be prepared. I already told you that Jesus is coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, he's not a thief, neither is he a robber. But the word of God tells us to be ready. But here these foolish virgins, they were not ready. They didn't have enough of oil in their lamp. Then they want to ask the wise, give us of your oil. We don't have enough for us. We don't have enough. But the wise told them, oh, they said, not so. Oh, I'm not going to give you what we have, lest there be not enough for us and you. Then they instructed them. They said, go, you rather to them that sell. Go to some place that sell oil. Go and buy for yourself. Go. We're going to meet the bridegroom. You don't have enough oil, so you need to go back, and you need to go and buy for yourself. We can't wait for you. We're not going to give you of our oil, because if we give you our oil, then we're going to be left behind. We're not going to have enough in order to meet the bridegroom. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the word of God says, and why they went to buy, talking about the foolish, why they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Alpha came also the other burden, saying, Lord, open to us, Lord. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. You may have given money in the offering. You may have been on the front seat at church. You may have been to church every once and twice a week, but your heart wasn't right. You didn't prepare yourself for my coming. You didn't do all the things that I told you to do. And so, therefore, because you didn't, you don't have enough oil, and now the door is being shut. The door is shut. I'm not going to open the door. I don't even know you. Isn't that a sad thing for Jesus to have to say to those that had a chance to know him? Those that had a chance to see his face. Those that had a chance to walk the streets of gold. Come on. To see the gates. Come on. Of pearls. Come on. But you didn't take the time. And you wouldn't listen. And you had to do it your way. You know, you thought it was a Burger King experience. Having it your way. But the word of God said that Jesus said, I am the way. He said that I am the truth, and I am the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he shut the door on those foolish virgins. And he said, I know you not. Jesus knows those that are here. Jesus knows. They pretended to have what the wise virgins had. But they didn't have it. So therefore, when the bride came, he knew what who belonged to him. He knew who was burning the midnight oil and who was praying and who was seeking his face. He knew whose heart was right. He knew those that was helping those that were in need and did it in the right spirit and had the right heart. He knew those people because they knew what they had before was not enough. They knew that the oil that they had was not enough, so therefore they were able to get enough oil to be able to meet the bridegroom. I ask you this morning, do you have enough of oil in your vessel? Come on. Do you have enough oil? I'm not talking about the oil that's in a natural lamp. But we're giving you an illustration this morning, and we're going to walk this thing out on Friday as well from the same chapter. We want you to know this morning that you need to be ready. It's okay if that best friend that's encouraging you, that's telling you to get ready, that's telling you, hey, you know, I love you, and I want you to be saved, and I want you to be able to go to heaven when that appointed time. But that friend is not going to be able to help you. You see how the foolish virgins came to the wise and want the oil? Give me some, in other words, tell me something about Jesus. Jesus will come, and you want them to tell you about Jesus. Most likely, he came after they was already going somewhere else, that they weren't even there. They weren't even there when Jesus came. So therefore, the door was shut. It's time that you get right before God, that we all get right before God. There was a song say, get right with God. Do it now. Get right with God, and he will show you how. It's time for us to get right with God. It's okay to know that Jesus' name, it's great to know that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. But is he your hope? Yes, he is. But are you taking him at his word so that you can be able to get to glory, so that you can be able to get saved, that you can be delivered, that your dependency is not on man and not on what you see, but your dependency on God? You see, many people today, their dependency is on what they see, and their dependency is not on Christ. See, Jesus had not even appeared. He had not even come. But those wise virgins knew that he was coming back again. And that's part of my message today, that Jesus Christ, he is coming back again. Oh, he is coming back again. And it's time for us to prepare our hearts. It's time for us to put on our garments. It's time for us to get whatever needed. It's, as I said before, it's beautiful. It blesses me. It blesses you. It blesses a mother and a father to see the bride, even in their preparation for getting married. It blesses the people that's there at the wedding to see a bride coming down the aisle. Come on. Oh, my God. But when you are not ready, a bride don't come down the aisle with just anything. If you're going to have a really ready experience that you're preparing, you know, because really a bride would prepare themselves for Jesus Christ. They would prepare themselves for their bridegroom. They don't just do anything, and they don't just wait till that day before, or they don't just wait before a few minutes. Now, I'm saying to you today that it's time for us to get it right. And I do believe, even as the thief was on the cross And he had done so many terrible things, and he was a thief. But he had sense enough. He was wise enough. As Jesus was there, he asked Jesus to remember him when he come into paradise. And Jesus remembered him and let him know that that day that thou shalt be with me in paradise. He was wise enough to do that. And I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because that thief knew that he was going to die that death today, that particular day, he knew that it was wise enough for him to ask Jesus to remember him. And today, for the thousands of people that's going to be listening to this broadcast, for those that's going to tell somebody about this broadcast, it's so wise of you to get it right. Don't be like the foolish virgin. When Jesus had shut that door, even they're saying, Lord, they knew, they gave him reverence. Lord, Lord. They wanted the Lord to open to them. But he answered. He said, verily, I say to you, I know you not. In that 13th verse, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. We don't know. I'm saying again, you need to study this book, Matthew's first gospel. You need to study it and get in your heart that you want to live for Christ and that you don't want to be left behind. There was a book that was written many, many years ago about left behind. And there was another paper that was written, what to do if you were left behind. I don't want to be left behind. I'm not going to be left behind. I want to do what all God have called me to do. I don't want to be back here in the time of tribulation. I don't want to be back here when the Spirit of the Lord has been taken out of the world, out of that time during the tribulation. You see, we got pastors like me, evangelists like me, and so many other pastors, so many other evangelists, so many apostles, prophets, teachers that are preaching the word of God, that are teaching the word of God, to let you know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We're going to give you an invitation to life today. If you're not saved, and you're like these foolish virgins, if you're like these foolish virgins that don't have enough oil in your lamp, I want you this day to ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, save you, tell him you're sorry for all the things that you've done. Lord, I want to be ready. Come into my heart. Save me. I want to go back with you when you come. If you said those words, or you forget what I'm saying, just tell God with that honest heart. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I want to be saved. And when you say that, and you believe that he did, Christ is going to come in and make the difference in your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we pray now, we pray, God, for those that are listening to this broadcast, those that's going to be listening, God, to the Our Power broadcast. And Lord, ask thee, God, to save them, deliver them, and make them free. God, those that are already saved. Father, I pray even now, God, that you will give them greater understanding, greater revelation, greater desire, God, to stay saved. Father God, Lord, let them continually to wear their wedding garment. Father God, some person may say, are you just talking about the women? No, you are the bride. You could be the bride of Christ. Men and women, he is a bridegroom. He is the one that's coming back for you. And he is coming back soon. So get ready. Get ready to meet the bridegroom. Get ready to see his face. We don't know when he's coming. I'm not going to even dare to tell you when he comes. The angels of heaven don't know when Christ is coming back. But when you read Matthew 20, the 25th verse chapter, when you read the 21st chapter of St. Luke, when you read the 13th chapter of Mark, I think the book of Mark and of Matthew, you will know when you read the Holy Scripture, when you read the Word of God, begin to read in John, and then begin to read the Gospels, because it tells us about Jesus. It grows our love for him even more. You know, it's just like a man and a woman. You know, a person that will spend time with the person that they say that they love, they get that love will increase. When you spend time with Jesus, the love that you have for him will increase. And you will know why you love him. You will know why that you would give your all in all to him and for him. Today, Jesus is calling out. He's reaching out for you on today, that this day will be a day of thanksgiving because you have given your life unto him. And the backslider is your day to come back to Christ. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for again, for giving us the opportunity to preach and to teach your word. In Jesus' name we pray. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy of the Hour of Power broadcast. We're inviting you once again to listen to this broadcast on every Wednesday and Friday morning at this very same time. As God enrich your life, as God give you more oil, and the more oil that you get, the more increase and the more closer you will get to him. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.